Thief by Mallory Blackman. Read by Cyan Blake. Chapter 1. A Decision to Make.
Anne, I can't do it. It'd be stealing.
Lydia Henson stared at her friend, then she smiled uncertainly.
You're joking, right?
Anne narrowed her eyes. I might have guessed. I said to the others you'd be too much of a coward. You London folk are all the same. All talk and no action.
That's not fair, Lydia protested.
The two girls watched each other. The silence in the assembly hall was deafening.
Look, it's not really stealing, Anne said with exasperation. All you have to do is keep the sports cup in your locker until this time tomorrow. Then just put it back, and no one will ever know you took it in the first place.
Lydia stared at her own reflection in the glass-fronted cup cabinet. Black plaits tied back in a ponytail and round, worried, dark brown eyes shone back at her. Just an average face at the best of times, but right now it looked nervous, almost scared. Lydia looked past her reflection into the cabinet. Small silver-coloured caps for swimming, individual achievement, teamwork, and a host of other school activities decorated the wall cabinet's three shelves. And there, holding pride of place in the middle of the cabinet, was the best all-rounder's sports cap.
If I take it, someone's bound to spot it's missing, Lydia said unhappily. No, they won't.
We've each taken it for a day, and no one has ever even noticed, Anne replied. Besides, no one's going to bother with a sports cup in the middle of the winter term.
But it's stealing, Lydia whispered.
Not if you only take it for one day. Besides, do you want to be in our group or don't you? Anne frowned, folding her arms across her chest. And that was the problem, because they both knew that Lydia wanted to belong. She wanted to belong to the Cosmics very much indeed. And Anne was the leader of the Cosmics, so she had the final say as to who could join and who couldn't. Lydia looked at the sports cap, which glinted in the fluorescent lights of the assembly hall.
So each of you has already done this, Lydia said,
chewing slowly on her bottom lip.
I've already said that, haven't I? Frankie has, Maxine has, so has Barty. I have. Everyone has. Now, are you going to do it or not?
Anne flicked her wavy, blonde hair out of her eyes with an impatient hand. She began to stroll up and down, casting Lydia a studied, watchful look.
Anne, I'm not sure.
The sudden noise of one of the assembly hall doors opening was like the crack of a whip behind them. Anne scooted to the side of the nearby stage and ducked down, only just in time. Lydia wasn't so lucky. Old Baldy, the caretaker, popped his head round the door, looking first one way then the other.
Oi! What are you doing in this hall? You know it's out of bounds after school.
Old Baldy entered the hall and stood by the door, glaring at Lydia. He was a tall man, as thin as a noodle, and with a face that was so sallow it was just about the same colour. His grey-white hair, what there was of it, waved and wandered all over the sides of his head. Flecks of black here and there in his hair made it look as if black pepper had been sprinkled liberally onto a mound of salt.
Well, what are you waiting for? Christmas? Snapped Old Baldy.
Lydia glanced at Anne, who was squatting down at the side of the stage. Anne placed a finger over her lips and shook her head.
Sorry, Mr. Balding, Lydia said quickly.
Shift, then,
Old Baldy said with impatience. Lydia quickly headed for the door furthest away from the caretaker. If he chose to report her, Lydia knew she'd be in major trouble, but she couldn't regret the interruption. Luckily, it seemed as if she was going to get away with it. Old Baldy switched off the lights. Lydia made her way along the quad perimeter towards the school gates. She glanced over her shoulder as she walked. Old Baldy was still watching her, his arms folded and a scowl deepening the lines of his face. Then he crossed the quad and walked away in the opposite direction. Lydia slowed down, but didn't stop. She heard the assembly hall doors click open behind her.
Lydia! Lydia, wait!
Anne hissed from behind her. With a silent sigh, Lydia stopped walking and turned around. Anne ran up to her.
Old Baldy's a real long streak of misery, Anne muttered.
Lydia smiled.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?